You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 0% financing for 84 months right now on the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado, plus up to 10 grand in price reduction. This may be the best deal on Silverados ever. Check it out, Lakewood Chev.
Joining us now from TSN in Toronto is Kristen Shilton. You can follow her on Twitter at Kristen_Shilton, and you just tweeted out you're hopping on Edmonton Radio. We will talk Connor McDavid, Kristen, but first, how are you in your Game of Thrones summer rewatching marathon? Are you caught up yet?
Oh my gosh, I'm not caught up, okay. But I'm just towards the end of the fifth season almost, and it's like starting to blow my mind.
Okay.
Like, whatever these White Walkers are, I don't even want to know.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but Strudwick does, and he's all over it, so it's a shame you guys couldn't chat it, but we'll play this conversation for him later on. There's a lot to get to. You're at the BioSteel camp this week, Kristen, and you see a lot of NHL players there. Is this kind of like going back to school for a lot of these guys, seeing their friends they haven't seen in a couple months?
Absolutely it is. I definitely got that vibe from all the NHL guys we talked to. They just sort of light up when they get to talk about seeing their buds again. They get to spend, you know, this week just, you know, they're working hard, obviously, but it was like Tyler Seguin said today, like, we're here to have fun. Like, there's some competitive spirit to it, but it's just about coming in. You want to get better, but doing, you know, being in the gym and being out on the ice with your friends that you see every year at this camp, for some of these guys, they've been 7, 8, 9 years coming to the camp. So it really is a great opportunity to really have some fun before they get to training camp, where it gets right back down to business.
You had a one-on-one with Connor McDavid. He's entering his third NHL season. We've seen him, you know, in this market, kind of mature. He's still very, very young, but you had a good one-on-one with him, and he's coming off an unbelievable season. Saw him win the scoring title and the Hart Trophy. From afar, can you notice Connor McDavid becoming a more mature young man?
You know, I think I can. And what's interesting is I was watching him this whole week. He's hard not to notice, even just in drills when he's out on the ice. He's always doing something, you know, either creative, or he's, you know, just leaps and bounds in some cases ahead of other guys. And I've just, in the conversations that I had with him even a year or two ago to now, getting a chance to talk to him again, he really has a great poise to him that I think just comes with handling, A, the spotlight, being a captain, you know, and also just having that first full season. Like, we saw his rookie season get cut short, but being in the league, I think, for a whole year, no matter how good you are, it's almost a humbling experience just to see that many games. You're traveling so much, especially on the West Coast. There's so much more travel than on the East Coast. And you really get that sense that, even though I think he was always a pretty mature guy, it really stands out, at least to me. And even in the answer that he gave me about whether, you know, he is the best player in the league, I didn't get the sense. A lot of people tweeting at me like, oh, he's just faking it. He's faking this humility. And I'm like, no, I don't think he is. And I think that's a great sign of his own maturity as a person, to still see how far ahead his own ultimate goals are in his really young career.
We're joined by Kristen Shilton from TSN. And it's not like he was an immature individual. He's just a kid. He's 20 years old, right? And everyone grows up. Everyone just grows up. And once they hit a certain age, they just become a grown-up. I think it's just as simple as that. You were the one that asked him how he felt about the rankings in the hockey news. He said he's not the best player in the NHL. Do you agree with that? Do you think it's still Sidney Crosby? Or is McDavid a lot closer than we maybe think?
Well, I think it's getting there. But there's still certain things, like, I mean, obviously today, the games that we were watching them play here at the BioSteel camp, you know, they're not, I don't even think he was probably trying nearly as hard as you would in any other real game. But, you know, there's other little aspects of his game you can almost see his own frustration in, when things don't go, you know, perfectly, or you try to set up a play and it doesn't work. And you still see that in him, like, just that drive to want to be so much better than he is now. And he's already, you know, top two, I mean, in the league, even if you wanted to say Crosby is still above him. But I think what it comes down to when you're thinking about the best player is, you know, you want to look at a whole player and not just, hey, he's coming off of one great season, you know, and he's had all these accolades and everyone's sort of, you know, firmly, you know, almost passing the torch from him, you know, passing the torch from Crosby to him, and he's not even ready to take it yet, almost. Like, I think he genuinely has areas of his game that he really is focused on getting better in, and he still looks at Crosby as a guy that he wants to be. So it would be pretty hard, I think, from his perspective, to think, oh, I'm better than the guy that I'm trying to be, who's still in the league, who just won, you know, just won a Stanley Cup or two Stanley Cups back-to-back. So I think there's definitely not much room between the two of them, but I think if you were really looking at it objectively over the whole body of their work, you know, certainly Crosby probably still has a bit of an edge, but it's close. I mean, he's just that speed. I mean, every day, just seeing it up close, it kind of blows you away.
you just posted a story at TSN Sports on Twitter about Tyler Seguin talking about how NHLers won't get a shot to play in the Olympic Games, and it's almost more amplified than the fact that that would have been maybe our only chance to see McDavid and Crosby play on the same team, and not just those two, but guys like Tyler Seguin. Was that brought up a lot over the Bearsfield camp, that the fact that they won't be able to go to the Olympics?
You know, certainly because Alex Ovechkin has continued to say, you know, there's always a chance he might still go, and that, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. I think it has remained a topic, and it did remain a topic at Bearsfield camp as well, with a few of the guys that it would be relevant to, like the guys who might actually be going there. And I know McDavid has made his feelings clear, and Seguin really echoed that it is, it's disappointing, it's frustrating, it's not what the players want, but they don't really have a choice in it. And when you think about seeing Crosby and McDavid on the same team, when else will that happen? Even if the World Cup comes back around, he'd still be on, you know, the North American team. And even Austin Matthews, like an opportunity to see him play for Team USA. There's no better way in a lot of our minds when we think about growing the game to see stars like that playing together, to see what they can do together, and ultimately showcasing the sport at the highest level. You think in your mind that's the way to do it, but obviously the NHL, you know, doesn't agree at this point, and it's too bad. It's depriving, I think, you know, hockey fans of something great and that they might never get to see. And when we look back in 4 years and things have changed, and things have changed with the players as well, will that opportunity be there? And if it's not, will we look back and regret, or will the NHL look back and regret not having taken the opportunity with two players like this in their prime to not have them together?
Kristen Schultz from TSN joined us. Last one for you. You usually cover the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's never a dull moment when you cover the Toronto Maple Leafs. What'd you make of their offseason? Clearly, they're just looking to build on their success they had last season. A lot went right for their young players. They added in Patrick Marleau this offseason. What are your thoughts on the Leafs offseason?
You know, the offseason, I think that they made moves that were conservative in some ways and then very risky in others. Like, not that Patrick Marleau is a risky addition, but just he, I think, coming in, if he's going to play with Austin Matthews, which is really the only way, I haven't had a chance to speak to him personally, but, you know, I would imagine that he's been made some kind of assurances about opportunity to play with Matthews, and if they have great chemistry, then great, but what if they don't, and what if that ends up not working? So, and then Ron Hainsey on the defensive side, you know, I think that's a bridge. I think it's a bridge for the next couple of years while they wait for some of their younger prospects to mature a bit more in the AHL. And then also, you know, we know Babcock and Lamoriello were just over in Russia looking at another Russian defenseman who won't be eligible to sign in the NHL until next season, kind of a Nikita Zaitsev situation. So obviously, I think Hainsey, people have been freaking out in Toronto about that. Like, why would you pay this, you know, 36-year-old, whatever it is, $6 million over 2 years? But it's a bridge. It's about how do we get from here to 2 years, 3 years from now and be as competitive as we can possibly be before we have to pay Matthews and Marner and Nylander this big money. So you do what you have to do now to not only stay competitive, but to also help these players grow. And if Ron Hainsey comes in and helps Morgan Riley and helps him grow as a player and helps turn him into the number one D-man that they need him to be, if that's, I think, what they expect that Hainsey is going to be able to help them do, then we'll look back on this offseason and say, okay, that was a good move. And now here's Andrew Nielsen or here's Travis Dermott, and they're going to come in and take that spot. And then the defense is, you know, is going to be younger, and it's going to be hopefully more elite than it is right now. But to me, a lot of these moves are just about bridging the gap between, you know, right now and the future that they envision, where every year the Leafs are competing for a cup. But we'll have to see if that ends up coming to fruition.
We will close on this one. Kristen, will you be done Game of Thrones by training camp?
Oh, not at this rate.
Okay.
What's happening now? Hockey's back, so it might take me until, like, October.
Well,
hopefully by then.
You gave it a valiant effort, Kristen. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kristen Schulten from TSN.